Welcome to Official TOEFL Prep. Our goal in creating this study guide was not only to cover the content on the TOEFL, but also to provide insight into typical test-taking mistakes and how to overcome them. We know your time is valuable, which is why our study guide is fast-paced and fluff-free. There are three sections in this course. We'll start with a general test information and background section, where we will discuss the registration process, the structure of the TOEFL, who should take it, when and how to take the TOEFL, along with scoring and recent changes. Then, we'll cover some very important study skills and test-taking strategies. Next is an in-depth subject matter review. This is the core part of the course and the most important. In this section, we will review reading comprehension, writing, grammar, and punctuation. Next, we'll cover the listening and speaking sections with actual samples and exercises. And finally, we'll review the most important vocabulary words you need to know. The vocabulary review will teach you how to master proper spelling, pronunciation, definition, and synonyms/antonyms for the top 500 vocabulary words that have appeared on previous tests. We've taken great care to present accurate, bite-sized pieces of information that will help you prepare more effectively and be more confident on the test day. We recommend listening to this audio course a number of times, as repetition is an important part of learning new information and concepts. Also included with your purchase is our bonus audio guide, Interview Skills Audio Learn, which is full of tips and tricks designed to help you succeed in an academic or professional interview. We wish you all the best in your future endeavors, and thank you for choosing Official Test Prep. Now, let's get started. The goal of this lesson is to provide English language learners with speaking strategies necessary to pass the TOEFL speaking exam with success. This lesson is divided into five parts. The first part is the introduction. In the introduction, I will tell you about the format of the TOEFL speaking exam. I will introduce all six question types that you will encounter in the exam, their length, their purpose, and the rubric for evaluating speaking skills. This part will also provide general advice on preparation for the TOEFL speaking. In the second part of the lesson, I will introduce the first two questions in the TOEFL speaking exam, the so-called independent questions. They are called independent questions because they do not rely on any outside source of information, such as reading or listening passages. We will look at the two types of questions that you can be asked, the expected answer length, and the structure of the answers. This part is also going to cover useful strategies, sample responses, and sample exercises that will help you prepare for the first two questions on the TOEFL speaking exam.
Welcome to the section on conversations. In this section, we will review what conversations are. Then, you will learn four strategies for successfully answering conversation questions. After describing and explaining each strategy, you will listen to a short or long conversation. You will then answer a series of questions for each conversation. You will have a chance to practice using the strategy for the questions. After each question, I will give you a detailed answer explanation to explain how you should use the strategy. Let's quickly review what you learned in the introductory section. Academic-based conversations, both long and short, that you'll hear on standardized listening tests, usually take place somewhere on a college campus, like a teacher's office, a classroom, or a school cafeteria. The contents of the office conversations are generally academic in nature or related to course requirements. Other types of academic-based conversations usually involve service encounters, such as making a housing payment, registering for a class, or requesting information at the library.
TOEFL vocabulary words.
Torrid.
T-O-R-R-I-D.
Definition.
Very hot or burning.
Synonym.
Blistering. Scorching.
Antonym.
Cold. Chilling.
Sentence.
The torrid skillet almost burned her hands. Exasperation.
Exasperation.
Definition.
Extreme annoyance.
Synonym.
Displeasure. Fury.
Antonym.
Enjoyment. Delight.
Sentence.
Her exasperation was due largely to the fact that she had a lot of work to do.